Shaquan and NSK on 102.9. Namibia's heart and soul. They just play them all.
It's 9:05 on Namibia's heart and soul. 9:05 is the time that we promised something was Shaquan. We said 9:05 on Friday.
Yeah,
we're gonna do something incredible. We promised them superstars.
Yeah.
Are we gonna deliver on that superstar? That's my question.
I mean, I don't know, man.
I don't know. You know. Come on.
Why not?
Come on. This is Fresh Breakfast, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
Come on. This is above average. Of course we're going to deliver. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, an award-winning trio.
Yes.
A continental trio. As a matter of fact, a global trio. These guys have performed around the world. They've been together since 2003. It's a world-class act, a cappella act for that matter.
Yeah.
Consisting of Theo Mashoba, Lufindo, as well as Ntika. And today we are going to have a conversation with a representative, Ntika, from the Swell. Please put your hands together. That's for none other than Ntika. But because the line is now white, okay, there we go. We got hold of him. There we go. Ntika.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. And I just want to say, no technical difficulties formed against this
shall prosper. Come on.
Never. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Listen, it actually got the better of us. Was it last year, December, when we needed to speak to Zakes Bantwini?
Oh, my gosh.
There was technical what, and I just said, no way, not this year. Never. And definitely not with the Swell. Yes. One of our favorite groups. How dare we?
Oh man! Thank you so much. Thank you so. That intro is amazing. Thank you for having us. Well, it's just me representing the group, but hey, you couldn't have picked a better representative.
Of course, man.
Yeah.
Listen, Ntika, where exactly are you?
So I'm in South Africa, in Benoni, in my home, listening to the freshest breakfast in Africa.
Hi, Bo.
I'm really excited to be here. Yeah.
Man, you see, these are the things that we are saying, Shaquan.
Mm-hmm.
It's good that we are hearing from Ntika.
Yeah.
And because we say it every day, and people don't believe us.
Yeah.
Maybe if the Swell says it.
Come on.
Oh,
yeah.
But anyhow, listen, I have to ask you this, Ntika. Where are the other members, though? Are they around the country? Are they also promoting the fact that you guys are about to drop new music after a 7-year hiatus?
Yeah, so we are definitely inundated with a lot of interviews. And I think Utheo is currently doing an interview with a radio show in Swaziland.
Okay.
Master P is conducting an interview with some print media, but it's all hands on deck. This is the beauty of being in a group, because you can actually be in a lot of spaces at once, but singing from the same tune. And speaking of singing from the same tune, we are happy that after a 7-year hiatus, we are finally here to give people great music, medicinal music that aligns their chakras, music that speaks to your spirit, music that heals spiritual wounds as well, you know, music that will accompany people's livelihoods. They continue to take on this beautiful thing called love.
All right. Now, I mean, why did it take you guys so many years, though? Just like to drop a tape of some sort.
Yeah, please tell us what has been happening in the past 7 years.
Yeah. So in the past 7 years, I also released my solo album.
Yes, you did.
Master P, Master P also did his thing. And the group also went under some evolution, you know. There was a time where we realized that we were trying to force the songs into an album. We were forcing the creative process. But we did not need to do that. All we had to do was be patient a bit more, let the process take on itself, and then let the spiritual messages come to us. Because I dreamt about all the songs that I donated into this album, because all of us, we then said, each of us come with songs that speak to what we have experienced in the past 7 years. Mm. So we collectively came with songs, and my goodness, wow. It's beautiful. It's such an amazing, matured album. And I will put up my hand and say it's the best work by far, by a mile.
Yeah.
Wow. My goodness.
That's exactly what I wanted to ask as well, like, especially in terms of, like, I understand that we all, you know, as creatives, they always try to be very current and in the moment and go with the current sound.
Mm.
Please tell me that the soil sound is going to live forever, or else I'm coming to wherever you are and we are fighting.
We're coming to Benoni.
I'm coming, okay? So has the sound changed, or is it still the soil that we know?
So the sound is still the signature sound that
lovely,
you know.
Lovely.
The first playing any song, you will know that this is the soul. Of course, the music has been has gotten more intense. It has gotten more matured. It has gotten more story-driven.
Mm.
So the backstory of each and every song is more intense. Like, there is more substance to the music. We have grown as well. We have families now.
Come on,
so
yeah.
We don't just we don't just sing from a stance of just being an artist that is still crazy out there experimenting with everything that is thrown their way. But we are like matured beings that understand that we do not just belong to South Africa, we belong to the world.
Exactly.
And as world citizens, the messages need to be broader. They need to have a bigger blanket. So that's where we are channeling from.
Okay.
Incredible. And I'm so happy that you know, you guys as a team finally realize that, listen, actually, this is not just South.
Yeah, we got to go further than this.
We got to go further there. We got to go to Africa. We got to go to the world.
Yes.
Still having our signature sound,
yes.
But we need to understand that there's also Namibia that actually kind of loves us here. There's Zimbabwe, there's Nigeria, and so on and so forth. I have to ask you this, Nsika, just moving a little bit away from the music. How many times have you been to Namibia?
So if I'm counting correctly, we've been to Namibia 4 times. And we are planning to come this year as well with our reimagined tour that already started. And Namibia always shows us love. My goodness, I find myself even doing the map with my fingers all the time. Because that's like the thing that stayed with me. Not just that, but your warm hearts, your loving souls. When you are in Namibia, you feel like you are literally with your extended family. You know, even the weather is the same with South Africa. It's beautiful. And the music there, I always look forward to just how the night will also carry on.
Because
you guys also love dancing. So each and every show has an after party. But I love
of course
that you can explore and actually and get fulfilled, you know, from morning all the way to the evening with just beautiful music.
Yeah, lovely, man. No, and I can promise you right now that as much as, you know, you've been here, you know, 4 times and so forth, that trust me.
Yes.
Namibians are going to appreciate you guys even more the next time around that you come here. But I wanted to take you a bit back into time,
goodness.
Man. I'm actually curious to know as to how the soil found its way to each other. Like, how did it come about? Was it a competition that you guys entered and they kind of just put you guys together? Were you guys childhood friends? How were we blessed with the soil? How did that story come about?
Yes. So we went to the same high school. We went to the same high school. So Master P, the beatboxer, he is literally my brother. We are blood brothers from the same parents. So we've always had a musical background. So when we went to high school, we met with Something Soweto then, and Buhle was also part of it, but also 16 more learners, and we would just gather every Fridays and just jam, you know. And little did we know that we were starting something truly magical, and it was a cappella, even though we didn't know that it was a cappella, because our school did not have formal music classes.
Yeah.
All this thing is self-taught, and we took it out to the world, and we went to varsity.
That's amazing.
a number of skills. And yeah, we eventually became a four-member group, but of course, Samkelo and Buhle ultimately wanted to focus solely on their solo careers. Hence, we then asked CEO, who had won a competition previously, to temporarily replace Buhle, but now she's a permanent member. We cannot wait for Namibia to meet her, man. She is wonderful. She is incredible. Amazing. We are blessed to have her in a group. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Wait. So this is actually news right now.
Yeah.
So wait. Back then, you guys jammed together. Something Soweto was also part of that clique, and then here you guys are.
Yes.
This is incredible.
But you know, the thing is, like, also now that you actually say it, I can see it.
Right.
I can actually see it, like the flow, the sound.
Knowing something Soweto also now.
Yes. Beautiful.
Wow. This is incredible. and it's so beautiful to hear this type of stories, because, I mean, we all grow up, you know, having a passion.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
So to see you and the rest of you guys living out your passion, literally, and living off it for that matter.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that is just, it's mind-blowingly beautiful.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Now, thank you so much. Beautiful. Like, for us, this is a dream come true.
Mm.
Can I ask you a trick question? And I know, you know, when it comes to musicians and their own songs, they hate it when you ask them this type of questions.
Yeah.
Okay? Because it's always a tough one. You know what I mean? What do you, in your opinion, feel is the most underrated song in your catalog? As the Swell now. You know that song where you thought this is the song?
Yeah.
But for some reason, Africa didn't like it. They didn't latch on to it. The numbers are low.
True, true.
So it's crazy because I can foresee things that haven't yet happened. It's one of the gifts that I was born with. So the song that I'm about to tell you guys about is a song that is not even yet released. And I call it The Sleeping Giant.
The Sleeping Giant.
Its title is Abazali.
Abazali.
What does that mean?
Tika. Hold that thought. Let's quickly call him back. Just real quick. Let's call him back. Sometimes switch on. Always works. like a charm. Let's just quickly get hold of him once again.
The Sleeping Giant, he says.
Yeah. And the song is called Abazali.
Abazali.
Yeah. 9:18. Having a conversation with Intika from the soil. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Hold the thought. Let's really get hold of him while we do this.
WhatsApp high to 083-333.
Fresh breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.
You're the reason I get up every morning.
It is 9:20.
Fresh Fridays on 102.9 Namibia's Heart and Soul. Straight to your stereo.
It is 9:20 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We are still having a conversation that's with Ntika, from The Swell, one-third of the membership of The Swell. And he was just telling us about that most underrated song in their catalog. And in this one, he believes is not even released yet. Abazali, a sleeping giant, quote-unquote. Ntika.
Yes. And it's K.
Please continue. Sorry for that.
no worries. So I feel like Abazali, even through the process of choosing our rollout plan and singles were chosen, the first one, the second one, the pre-ad, you know, Abazali was never chosen, you know, but I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, cool. Majority wins, but I'm just waiting for a time when it also blows everybody in the team as to how it will just take off. It's a mix of Caribbean with Afrobeat. And
wow.
It takes me to a time when Mamire Makeba was definitely scorching the earth in the U.S. with Harry Belafonte. Mm. So it has those nuances, and I feel, my goodness, it's a song that will catch everybody off guard.
Okay. Mm. And you know, it's the most painful thing there, Shaquan.
Yeah.
To have, you know, when you guys finally choose now the songs that needs to go on the album.
Yes.
And then you have to cut out songs. And then the song that you favor gets cut out. I've seen that hurt before.
Yeah, I can imagine. Because like you're betting on it. And plus also when you think about the work and the heart and soul that went into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we've before we get to your new song and as well as the album that will drop on the 23rd of February.
Yes.
Quick couple of questions. It's about everyone in the group. Okay?
Yes, yes.
Who is always late for meetings in the group?
That's easy. She's always late. Like, she needs an intervention. She always comes late for anything. At this one time, she came 1 hour 45 minutes for a meeting.
1 hour 45 minutes?
1 hour 45?
The trophy.
So basically, yeah, no, she's the diva.
The cup, definitely.
So basically, she's the diva.
But at this point, yes, it's giving. All right. How do I ask this question, partner?
Mm.
Who is someone who's very big on their food? Like, I need to eat before I get any work done.
That's Master P. Master P will eat. He won't survive even before snacking on something. Even when we were recording the album, we would see him vanish. And when we asked how, where's Master P, he would then reappear with something on his hand.
Oh, maybe, wow.
Maybe I'm a queen,
yeah,
or
yeah,
something else, you know. So he needs to always eat. And we just love it, man.
Mm.
Who is the nerd in the group?
That's me.
I knew it. I think I would have been hurt if you'd say it's someone else.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's definitely him. And who would you say is the life of the party?
Oh, man, that's definitely Master P. Mm. Oh, my goodness. Master P is the life of the party. He is also the after party as well.
Come
so
on.
Once you have him after the show, and we're taking pictures, he will be the one with the most group of huddling people wanting to take a selfie with him, because he's such a ball of energy.
Mm.
He's radiant as well, and he's very, very, his smile is everything. When he smiles at you, like, you feel like you've won lottery already.
Okay.
Now, let's talk about the new song, the single to the album that will drop now. Just really helping me with the pronunciation here. Nkanyezi.
Nkanyezi.
Okay. Yeah. Talk to us about the song, Buta.
That means a star. Yeah. So Nkanyezi directly translates to star. And this is a beautiful song that pays homage to people in our lives that are always carrying us, people that are our support structure, people that believe with us when we have dreams, people that pray for us when we are not even aware that we needed a prayer.
Mm.
So these are people that can be your mom, can be your, it could be your kid, it could be God, it could be anybody that you feel like, my goodness, this person is lighting up my path. And it is a bit different this time around because we have 11 songs, but three of those songs we've invited musicians to be a part of them, which is a first for the soil. Mm. So the song features Bokani Daya, a jazz pianist. It also features Joel Klein, a guitarist, a world-renowned guitarist. Mm. My goodness, a cappella with those instruments, it sounds like magic. It sounds like prayer. And we really, really love it.
Wow, beautiful.
Man, we've got the song.
Mm.
We will play it. But before we get to that, Ntika, you have to tell us, away from the swell, who do you listen to? It's just in your private space.
Yes, that's an easy one for me. I listen to Cynthia Dana. She moves me to the core. I love her. I love Zoe Modiha. I feel like we are blessed to also have her as part of our generation.
Yeah.
She is truly, truly incredible. And the list really goes on and on. But if I were to just pick the first top two artists that I listen to in my private space, those would be the artists. I truly, truly resonate with their music.
Mm.
And it just does something to me. It does exactly to me what I hope and pray that our music does to people when they listen to it.
Okay. Yes. So I wanted to, I don't know if you are familiar with, you know, the Namibian scene in terms of the artists that we have this side and so forth, but there is someone that we are going to plug you with, and her name is Shishani. right?
Oh my goodness, her name sounds amazing already.
Oh,
look at that!
Right, so we'll plug you with Shishani.
Shishani
is definitely right up your alley. You guys will probably make beautiful music together. It's the same frequency, man, same vibration.
Yeah.
So yeah, NSK will definitely plug you on it. Have a listen, and then you just let us know what you think about it.
I'm already sold. I mean, if you guys, If you guys are already speaking about frequency, that's the language that speaks
come
to us.
Oh.
When we come to Namibia, then maybe we can do something. Yeah.
Earlier on, he said something about aligning your chakras, and I knew this one is my person.
Yeah, no. because you know what? It's to tell you something. Shekwan is all about that.
Yes.
Let's go. I'm excited already. I'm ready.
As a matter of fact, about the plug, she is going to be on the show right after hours, after 10 a.m.
Yeah.
She'll have a live jamming session with the presenter, Arthur, on air. So perhaps when you get some time, just leave the streaming on Fresh FM. Then you check out what she does with Arthur.
Yeah.
But anyhow.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot wait.
Are we quickly going to give you the platform to introduce the song yourself to the Namibian market. Just hold that thought real quick, Tika, before we get there, all right?
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Fresh Friday on 102.9, Namibia's heart and soul.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we promised you this world. They are on Fresh FM right now. Mm. And Tika, the floor is yours. Please introduce this beautiful music to Namibia.
I just want to introduce everybody to your next favorite top two song in the world. Because top one could be any of the others, the soil song. So we don't want to trouble your lineup already.
Mm.
But this song speaks to people that literally carry us. And please play it to anybody today. Oh, when the album comes out, please just send it to people that mean a lot to you and just share in the beauty of music. And also, if you are like me and you like waking up in the morning to align and do some meditation, it is perfect for that as well. Please enjoy Nkanyezi.
All right, here we go. Exclusive on Fresh FM. It's the swell. Thank you so much, Buta. We appreciate you.
Mm.
Looking forward to having you in the Namibia for your tour.
Yeah, have a fantastic day and keep winning.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your day.
All right.
Shekwan and NSK on 102.9.